2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
My name is Heather Kelly. I'm with KSL News Radio.
Hi, Heather.
I want to ask you, why is this so important for the diversity in film?
I think it's so important to have this indie director spotlight at Sundance because there's so many amazing stories to be told. So many amazing directors that have just really special stories, but they're not able to get their stories to see the light of day. So I wanted to create a place where we're able to show stories, show some of these amazing directors that are out here so that the world will understand what kind of talent we have right now at Sundance.
And are you seeing an improvement in the last couple of years since you've been starting this movement?
I am seeing some improvement. There's a lot of amazing directors. Ava DuVernay is awesome. Of course, Matty Rich is phenomenal. I would like to see more. I personally know so many amazing writers and talented writers who have inspiring stories, but get frustrated because they don't think that it's worth their time to even try because they're not going to get the exposure. And my thought process is give them the exposure, let them know that there is a place, and maybe other people will start doing the same thing. Create spaces for these talented people, including my own stories that I'm writing that I want to be able to show next year.
And do you remember when the first time was you saw someone that looked like you on television? Whether it was, it didn't have to be acting, whether it was in broadcasting or a commercial, anything like that, and you went, oh my gosh.
No, there's so many figures like that in different realms. Janet Jackson in music, because of her brown skin, I thought, wow, this really resonates with me. Felicia Rashad, even from The Cosby Show. There's so many. Oprah Winfrey on television. There's so many just from being young of women that I saw. I was like, wow, they can do it, so I can do it. And so I want to kind of create that same home for other people to feel like, okay, Erica Nicombalone brought this little spotlight for directors. I can do the same thing. I can make sure I create something, and my story is going to be seen. So.
And how do you think that will trickle down from if we see more diversity on television, in the movies, how will that trickle down into just everyday life?
As someone who grew up playing with beautiful Barbies, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Barbies, when I got my first black Barbie and I was able to see her and it looked like me, I felt beautiful. And it's the same thing in film. When you see someone that looks like you, or when you see a story that resonates with you, it wakes you up. It makes you feel alive, and it makes you feel like, you know, I can create that. I can't even tell you the importance of how a lot of time life imitates art, and how we need more stories to inspire our children, our black children, that they can be anything. But they'll only be able to believe that if they see it. And so that's why this is so important.
And one last question. So my show is called Money Making Sense. And so I try to get a personalized view of money. If we see more diversity in film, in television, do you think that could translate to people, like I said, in everyday life, maybe earning more money, just not in the movies, but just, you know, at Walmart or wherever?
Yeah, because I think people don't understand, just like in every race, a lot of the themes are very similar. Rising and falling, faith, believing, even financial aspects. All of us want a piece of the American dream. And when you show black families and black characters who are successful and who want something and who have a home and big homes and big dreams, that inspires people to want to do the same, especially if they're socioeconomically don't have the money. They see that and they say, wait a minute, that could be me. I can be that. I can do that. So I can't stress enough how much that impacted me. Seeing shows, different world even, what it did in terms of black education and college and teaching young people to go to college and making college look exciting. The Cosby Show, Family Matters, showing families that are fun, they want more, they want to be more, and it makes you inspired to want more. So I can't tell you the importance of those images, and that's why we need more characters and families on television and film.
And what would you say to people who are feeling discouraged?
Don't give up. Don't think that because a no. I mean, that's for anybody, any race, women. Don't take no for an answer. You were born for this. You were born for this moment. God made you for this moment. So you don't take not having money, being a woman, challenges, obstacles. You don't let that stop you. You get back up and you fight and you go after it until you get what you want.
Thank you so much, Erica. I appreciate your time
Thank
today.
You. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly@ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense onto social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.